This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I can pretty much guarantee you that Friday next, we're going to start the program with what will be that day's big economic story, the August unemployment report, because the Labor Department is a big deal. But as with all economic statistics, there is a grain or a million of salt to be had here. David Leonhardt writes about that grain in The Upshot at the New York Times. David, it's good to have you on again.
It's great to be back.
With the caveat that reporters and writers do not choose their own headlines, this one that says a new reason to question the official unemployment rate. Do we need another reason to question the official unemployment rate?
And in this case, I actually did choose the headline, so I can't even take that out.
Well, what's going on? I mean, it's complicated stuff, but there's some questions.
Yeah. So first of all, as your question suggests, there are some really wacky ways in which people question the unemployment rate that are basically conspiracy theories we should reject.
Yes.
Right? There are not a bunch of government civil servants sitting in the basement of the Labor Department making up numbers to make the president look good or bad. And you'll hear that from both Democratic and Republican economists. But calculating an unemployment rate is inherently hard. This is a really big country. They try to do it really quickly. It's the first bit of economic data we get any month about the previous month, the first really meaningful data. And it's gotten harder, and this is what I was writing about, because Americans have become less willing to respond to surveys of all kinds.
Why is that? I mean, it's you know, we've been taking surveys forever.
We have been. There seem to be two basic things causing that. One is the change in technology, right? Think back to 1975. You're sitting at home. Your phone rings. Mm-hmm. You have no idea who it is. You pick it up. It's a pollster. You're willing to answer it. Today, you've got your cell phone. Maybe you don't even have a landline, particularly if you're younger. It may be harder for the poll firms to figure out where you are and thus to reach you. But it's also the case that you're holding your cell phone and you see 888 pop up and you think, I'm not answering that. So part of it is that our relationship with our phone has changed. But part of it is Americans are just less trustful of authority and institutions. Look at how much people say they trust religion, the government, the media, unions, banks, schools, you name it, it's all down. And so I think there's a real wariness of answering polls. People feel like there may be nefarious purposes behind the polls.
You say at one point in this piece that the unemployment rate deserves less attention than it often receives. But it's tough not to jump on this thing. I mean, it's one of those A-list indicators.
It is tough not to jump on it, and I actually don't have any problem with people jumping on the monthly jobs report. The problem I have is I don't think people should jump on the unemployment rate out of that jobs report as much as they do. That report has a ton of information. So I would instead encourage people to take some of the attention that now goes to the unemployment rate and shift it to job growth, which actually comes from a much larger survey of businesses. Or look at the percentage of Americans who are employed, which captures this whole phenomenon of discouraged workers.
One has to believe that there are really smart people working in technology offices all throughout the government saying, listen, we need to improve. And I get that this is a problem in social science writ large, but we need to improve how we use technology to get the pulse of what's going on out there.
That's exactly right. And I think my bet is that we're going to move to a world in which polling people on whether they're working and who they want to vote for is going to become much quicker. It's going to happen through text messages or through the way or when you're watching TV. And so in the long term, for all the challenges in survey research right now, I'm actually very optimistic.
David Leonhardt is a columnist for The New York Times. He is also the editor at The Upshot at The Times. David, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kai.